Welcome to the Chasing Brighter podcast.
You're about to go on a journey of self-discovery as we chase a brighter you. Every single week, we will bring you new episodes that will cover everything from lifestyle and tips to more serious conversations about grief, life, and hardships.
Allow this show to be a reminder to always keep chasing a brighter version of you. Let's get into it.
We are so excited to have Shannon Russell join us today. Shannon is a career transition coach, UMAP coach, business owner, speaker, and host of the Second Act Success Career podcast. Shannon leverages her experience as a former TV producer and certified career transition coach and UMAP coach to help women prepare and produce their best life. Having pivoted from her own unresolved career to achieve a healthy balance as a professional and a mom, she specializes in helping other professional women do the same. She is the host of the Second Act Success Career podcast and creator of companion coaching programs and online courses. She shares her expertise in connecting clients with opportunities to help them produce a balanced life of abundance.
We are so excited to have you on today.
Yes. And seeing your face. It's been a while. We spent so much time together.
I wish I could be in the coffee shop with you guys.
Oh, that would be so awesome. We really are all over the place.
I know. Yeah. Seriously, I'm in Jersey. Like, we're three parts of the country.
Yes. Yeah. In the month of March, we have been talking a lot about midlife, life changes, things you can do. Last week, we talked about midlife mavericks, all of these famous pioneering women who didn't really start looking at their career, what we know them for, until 30s, 40s. And we wanted to have you on today. We're so excited just to hear about your story, about your business, and just to inspire more women to know that there's always opportunities to make change and grow.
And take that leap. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
absolutely.
Let's get started and really dive into it in terms of your own story. You started Second Act Success, but like your Second Act, and tell us how that came about.
Sure. Yeah. So I had dreamed of working in Hollywood since I was a little girl, and everything I worked towards led up to that. And then it came true. And I was able to be a television producer in New York and LA for 16 years. And in that time, the last couple of years, I had my first son when we were in LA, and then we moved back east to be closer to my family and have that support. And my husband's a television producer as well. So we were both working in New York City and commuting to New Jersey, and I was pregnant with my second little one. And it was over that time that I realized, okay, something might have to change because I missed my oldest son's first birthday. I was shooting out at South by Southwest. I missed Halloween. I was on another shoot. The hours were just so long that I realized I want to be a present mom. And the shift started happening. And it was after I had my second son that I realized, actually, my show got canceled. So that was one thing. But in television, you go from gig to gig, job to job. So I could have picked up the phone and gotten another production job. But instead, I said, okay, this is a sign almost. Let me see what else I can do. And I realized that I had checked that box in my dream. Like, I had done that. I had accomplished it. And I started thinking, what else can I do? What would be another adventure or another second act for me to start? And I always say that I did a few different missteps. I took a 9-to-5 job close to home because I thought I had to support my family. It was toxic. It was awful. It wasn't creative. It was not for me. I ended up joining and going for my master's in education because teachers are stable. I can become a teacher and be home with the kids. That wasn't for me either.
Yeah.
So I made these missteps. And then I started thinking, like, okay, what can I do? How can I produce my own life? And I decided to take a leap and open my own franchise business. So that was my first business. And I ended up taking the experience from being a television producer and growing this business. And I grew it to be in the top 3 or 5 of all of the franchises in my company.
Wow.
And I still own it till this day. So it was just a huge leap of faith. after a few missteps. Yeah, it was the best decision I could have made. It was another dream job in a sense.
I think it's difficult because what role models do we have, right? You're just like grasping on what can I do that's more stable and close to home. And I always tell people, seriously, I went to college. I thought it was like doctor, lawyer, teacher, where that was like my option. It was like I didn't feel that I didn't realize all of the options. And so it's you were just trying to think about what you knew, right?
Yeah. And I think our parents and our grandparents' generation, that's what it was. It was like you find that, you make that decision at 20, 21, and that's what you do until retirement.
Exactly.
And, yeah. And for me, I wanted to be in television. That was my dream. And it's still, I loved it. I'm not someone who hated what I did. It just didn't fit into my lifestyle as a mom of two little boys. And so that's when the wheels started turning. But for me, it was really hard. My husband was a television or still is a television producer, and all of my friends were. So I didn't know what else I could possibly do. And it took a lot of soul searching to figure it out and then really to take that leap and pave my own path forward, because there weren't any other examples of other people who had done that in my industry, in my circle.
Yeah.
So did you see that in some ways, like, going from what you were doing, trying a couple of things, and then the franchise piece? So I've often thought about, maybe we've even talked about this, you and I, but I've often thought about doing a franchise. It's a good training wheels, if you will, on being a business owner. Did you find that, like, getting some tools, helping get something off the ground, and like getting skills that you didn't have before?
1,000%. I say that often, is that really what it was is my three-year-old at the time was building with Legos all the time. And I saw that was the only time I could step away and wash the dishes. And it started me thinking like, okay, I see that as being something really great. And I started studying up on what STEM education was. And I had been working towards a master's in education. So I was like, it was all coming together. And I'm like, I think I can take all of my managerial, my producing, my type A personality from television and grow a business. And when I happened to start researching STEM businesses that I could start, I was going to do it from the ground up myself. And then I happened to stumble upon Snapology, the franchise that I own now. And it seemed like it was my idea, but already done with a nice little bow and that support from a corporate office. And I was able to speak to other franchisees and other owners prior to get their experience. And it just seemed like a perfect fit. And it, and you're right, it was like just having the marketing in place and this in place and then taking all of my experience and bringing it together. So it was a great stepping stone. And then it gave me the confidence to launch my second business as well a few years later, because I saw that, hey, I'm good at this. I enjoy it. And it was just another challenge to start.
Did you find that a lot of people were just asking you, how do you make that shift?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's exactly what happened, is that in the beginning, when you start any business, it's you doing it all. And so I was teaching all the classes and I was running everything, most of the time bringing my baby and my toddler with me, just trying to do all the things. And other parents would say, oh, you're such a great teacher. What grade did you teach? And I would say, I'm actually a television producer. And it would spark this conversation of what a juxtaposition to go from that to this. How did you do it? And then I started having some customers ask me to help them figure out what they could do for their second entrance. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we live about 90 minutes to 2 hours from Manhattan. So a lot of people did that commute. And a lot of moms started asking me, how can I not do this commute anymore?
Yes.
And then my friends would start asking me. And I just started helping people and say, this is a book I read. This is what I did. This is what I did that didn't help and was wrong. This is how I wasted so much time. And now if I show you this, you won't waste that time. So yeah, it brought up that conversation. And then as it kept on going, I decided to start Second X Success, my career coaching business, to make another business out of it and really help more people.
One of the things as a business owner, and especially with multiple projects that you have, it's still a balance, right? And in some ways, it's never done. I'm sure that being a producer is very demanding. Justin and I just read Year of Yes from Shonda Rhimes. That's our book of the month too, which is awesome. And it gave a glimpse into that. But thinking about Shonda's experience and even just moving to your own, it's never done. There's always something that you can be doing. So how do you find balance now?
It's reminding my kids that when they say I'm working too much, I say, when you were little, I wasn't around for a lot of things. And now I am. So let mommy do this for a little bit, and then I'll be able to pick you up from school, or I'll be able to go with you to this. So it's that understanding with my kids and my family. And it's also, you're right, it's never, ever done. So it's, for me, I try to shut everything off at 3 o'clock when the kids come home. And then if I have to go back for an hour or so after dinner, then I do that. But it's really just, it's a work in progress every day. I'm just trying to say, okay, I've done my top three. I'm big on the top three lists of the day. These are the three things I absolutely have to accomplish today. And once those are done, everything else is gravy. And I just give myself that grace that the reason I started my own business is so that I'm in charge of my schedule and I have that flexibility. So just giving yourself that grace of it can get done tomorrow. And I'm trying hard every day to keep that up. But it's open lines of communication with the family and just, you're in control.
I loved in the year of yes, because I just went over it this morning. Shonda Rhimes was unapologetic to her kids about working. And that was really empowering.
Yeah.
Because I know a big thing right now that everyone's talking about is like when they interview famous people and they never ask a male, how do you balance working with children? They never do that. Yeah. And they're always asking women. And she was saying she was always giving a BS answer to people. But she was like, I have a nanny. I have help. I have. And I'm not like when I'm being a good mom, I'm not being a good. I'm good at TV. And when I'm doing TV, I'm not being a good mom. And I'm pulled all the time and you can't do everything. And I feel like it was permission for us to be like, yeah, no, like when I'm great here, I'm not great here. And it's but she was just saying I'm a better mom for working and I want my kids to see a working mom. And I see, like, for myself, I was home 5 years. And then when I went back to work, my husband was like, you're way happier. You should just stay working.
We're all so different. But I love that was her message. And it's true. And we're showing our kids, too, that it's possible to juggle a lot and to do it all. And that we are happy. As long as you're happy with what you're doing.
Right.
I think it does pour over into other elements of your life.
And then, like you said, to tell your kids, no, I was here. I think now the expectation for parents. So different. My daughter used to say, why don't you come to my practice? And I was like, because your dad's coaching. And who stares at practices? Sorry, everyone who watches their kids practice. I'm not like a practice watcher. I'm like, listen, guys, but I think the expectations are different now. And so kids are like, why aren't you doing this? It's now, this isn't, that's not the kind of mom I am sometimes. But the reason that you made the transition, it seemed like that's what inspired you, was being a mom in the first place.
Yes, exactly. That was my next dream that I wanted to accomplish, or the next box I wanted to check. And I wanted, we did have the, should we get a nanny conversation? And we went through the different things. But for me, this is what I wanted, was to be able to be a little bit more present. But yeah, and I think I like it too. It's like just last night, they were watching a movie and I had to take a class. I'm taking a class for something. And I was like, nope, I've got class until 10. So I'll be done afterwards. So it's just saying that I'm working toward, they know it's for, I'm writing a book and it's a class to help me get my book done. And so they're excited about that. And so I like that, yes, I'm not spending these 2 hours with you, but I'm working towards this really cool thing that I'm excited about. And they get to see that. And I think that's something that maybe we didn't see from our parents when they were in, or at least for me, the same job their whole life.
Yeah.
We didn't see them trying new things. And I think it's fun, like for your kids and my kids, to see us have podcasts. And see us doing different things and having different interests. That's cool. I think we're the cool moms.
Yeah.
And I know. Yeah. I don't know if my teen would agree with you, but although I keep telling him I want like really short hair. And he's, no, mom, keep your hair as it is. And I was like, but I want something short. Anyway. But what you were saying, though, also is about like exploring passions and exploring creativity. And I don't know how much of that many of us saw. Because I think the old way of thinking about it was like, you have your passion when you retire, or you have your, right? Like life begins when you retire. And I feel like we're the generation that's starting to make that transition. Younger generation may be different, viewing it even differently from us, but where it's like, you can have that at the same time.
Yep. And it's carving out, everyone talks about self-care, right? It's that's the self-care that we can choose. For me, I like to write. That's my time alone. Or when it's just finding that passion and that creativity, like you said, I completely agree. It's not a lot to ask as a present mom and a business owner and a working mom to just ask for an hour or so a week to ourselves to do something that we find like creative and a pleasure out of.
Yeah. And I hope that many of our listeners don't have trouble taking that time to go out on a girls' night or other things where it's unapologetically you go out. So even carving out time just for yourself and making that time.
We had so much fun meeting at PodFest.
Yes. That was one of the first times I just packed a bag and was like, peace out,
family. That was the first time Jesse had, in many years, had been away. Ironically, you went twice this year already.
I've already gone on, I think I'm like, contagious. Yeah, I've become addicted and now I just keep leaving.
Abandoning your children.
I'm like, but my eldest will be, she'll be 16, April 4th, and passing that driver's test, fingers crossed. So that just makes a really big difference, like going into town, right? You have someone that can drive the kids, and we're just in a different phase of life where I'm not like putting everyone out by leaving because we have three and
a small zoo at home.
Yeah. But I was gonna say you were talking about taking a class, and I think we've talked about this before, but you are a coach, and I just want to hear about your perspective on asking for help and getting help when you're transitioning or starting something new.
I am very pro coach and mentor and help because you know what? When I made my transition, I was all by myself struggling and literally figuring it out and listening to podcasts and trying to, like I said, I was doing a couple of wrong things along the way, wasting time. And now I'm really big on getting someone who has done it to teach me. And that's what I try to do with my clients is hold their hand, be that accountability partner to get them from where they are to where they want to be a little bit faster. And for me, I have a business coach. I'm taking a class to write my book. I'm always a lifelong learner. And I think that's important for us too, is to know that you can lean on other people and there's nothing wrong with asking for help or wanting a little bit of guidance to get you where you want to go.
And so it sounds like one of the things too is that it helps you, what do you think, identify what you want and get there a little faster maybe?
Yeah, get there faster. And I think the more you learn, the more confident you get as well. So if you're thinking about a career change, instead of just jumping into it, you can do your research. You can talk to other people, have informational interviews, do the research so that when you're ready to take that leap, you feel educated about it and confident that you're making the right decision. And the same thing with writing a book or starting a podcast or opening a business. You're going to do that prep work and that research and talk to other people and make sure that you truly want to take that step forward in that direction, because you don't want to take a step, move there and realize, oh, I wasted time and money and I don't even like this.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it helps you to get the confidence and know what you're doing as you move along.
And do you have, I guess I would say, a top tip or a first step for someone who is considering a second act?
I say to talk to yourself first and really think about what it is you want. So many times we don't ever look inwards and really ask ourselves what we want. We're just so busy going and helping other people, and especially women our age who are moms, especially, like, we put everyone else in front of us. And sometimes you just need to sit in silence and ask yourself, what do you want, or what is not working now, and what would make me happier if there were no obstacles in my way?
Yeah.
And then you just have to make simple lists of, here's what I'm really good at, and here's what I want to do, or here are things that I'm good at that I never want to do again, right? You might be really good at numbers, but you're just over doing budgets at your current company. So just start to make those lists. And then as you look at them, you can find those threads to say, okay, this is what I do now, and this is what I'm thinking of moving into. Here's how all of these threads can align, and I can take these experiences with me and these skills and accomplishments and move them into that next.
Yeah. Yeah.
So really it's just that inner work and sitting down and asking, and that inner reflection, self-reflection.
Yeah. I love that. We talk a lot about that on the Chasing Brighter podcast, just because part of just beginning that journey of self-discovery is about introspection.
Yes.
And so it's a similar kind of view. Love your podcast, Second Act Success. And you episodes are just jam-packed with a lot of information and advice and tips. And then you also have guests who share their stories. What are some even common themes that you've noticed over time since you've had the podcast where you see the second act, what fuels that with people? What are some of those trends that I think, to Jesse's point, it's for us trying to figure out what is the commonalities that make people take that leap and are successful at it too?
And I can't wait to have you both on my podcast soon. It's going to be so much fun. But yeah, I think it seems to be that almost breaking point where you just feel like you can't balance it all any longer. And it just like almost where you don't feel comfortable in your own skin and what you're doing. And then that's bleeding over into your home life at night. And so you just finally say, okay, it's worth a try to see if I can make this next thing work. And if I can, all these are the things that'll be better in my life. And that's what everyone seems to say, is that they have more flexibility because they're planning their second act around what their priorities are, right? Like, you're not going to leap into a second act that's going to take you traveling around the world taking photographs, because that's not one of your non-negotiables, which might be being at practice for your kids at night or being at a game. So you just have to look at those things and choose wisely. And everyone looks back. I love to ask, where would you be if you were still at that first job or in your first act? And everyone is just, they can't even imagine it. And that's whether they've started their own business or just changed into something different, is that they feel more fulfilled. I think it's just that they've let their breath down, their hair down, and they've just have that new, fresher outlook on life because they're living it the way they want to.
Yeah. Yeah. And I've heard the future for women is entrepreneurship. What are your thoughts about that?
I think so. And maybe I'm biased because I have two businesses, but I think that's the way that we can guarantee that flexibility. If you want a family, in my opinion, that's what I found. But I think not even for just women. I was actually having this conversation with my kids recently about, I think that everyone, when you go to school for whatever major, that you should take those business classes, because even if you become a doctor and you're really successful, I have interviewed doctors on my podcast who have left medicine and are now writing books, or have left medicine and have gone into their own business with something else because it's too stressful or the industry changes. So just have that entrepreneur background in your arsenal for when you need it, because that is where you can take control back and you're not answering to someone else.
And I think that's amazing. And have you seen the TikToks about, I'm really glad I learned about parallelograms in school?
Yeah,
It comes in really handy during parallelogram. Or I'm glad I learned about
whatever
parallelograms instead of doing my taxes.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm really surprised, Shannon, about it, because my son is going to be a freshman next year. And in Chicago, the high school situation is terrible in terms of figuring out how to navigate it. You have to apply. It's all this stuff. It's really competitive. And all the high schools we looked at and all the curriculums within those high schools, because I nerded out on this stuff, there's not a lot of business classes. There's not a lot of, maybe as you get older, but there's no entrepreneurial. In 90% of the schools in Chicago, you don't see a lot of, you can take an economics class, maybe your senior year. Elective-wise, everything's about STEM, which, God love it, and art and music, which are all great. It would be really neat to see a little bit more of that, even just balancing your checkbook or something, like all these little like life skills of things that almost build on, because realistically, when you're balancing your checkbook, you're managing a household, which is like managing a business, right? It's all those skills I feel like are missing in children today, but it's a great foundation. And it probably would help, because if you go back to your first job, I worked at Sirloin Stockade and I was a hostess. And I was sexually harassed, actually, in hindsight, but we'll talk about that a separate time. But like, you learn about a business and you learn about all those things, and it makes you more conscious of how things work.
That should absolutely be in the schools. And I'm thinking about the schools around here, and it's the same way. It's, here's the medical track.
Yes.
Here's the communications track. But you're right. And I feel like, it really is the backbone, especially when there's so many kids who want to be YouTube stars and want to do this. That's all like that marketing piece and
management. Or I think most every therapist, mental health therapist that I know has their own practice. That is not a class in any graduate program. And I thought about it. I think COVID hit when I was looking at, I thought about going into more coaching and starting your own practice. I was being asked by so many people, how'd you start your own practice? What'd you do? All the legal stuff. Cause I bootstrapped it. I did it all by myself. And it is interesting that no one teaches us any of that stuff. Like you're being taught and trained in this profession, but not how to manage or run it. And I think that goes for a lot of professions.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And if you went that route, I've heard the expression cut a check to go faster. So like people would pay rather than bootstrapping it and trying to figure it out on their own to have those classes taught in the high schools or have people like you teaching other therapists how to set up their business. Like that would just save them time and money in the long run.
Yeah.
But starting with the kids is the way to go for sure.
Yeah. And I think maybe like us as moms is like you were saying with your two boys, like inspiring them and giving them visibility to how things work. I started Wes on helping with our blog posts and just even trying to get him exposed to different things and working in Excel on different little spreadsheets and things where some of these things you take as like a lame class in college where we could start so much earlier. A lot of these kids are capable of learning some of this stuff.
Yep. And they're on the computer so much earlier than we ever. And I think it's interesting, too, on the same lines of letting our kids know that they don't have to choose one path to go down either. Like my one son is just turned 12 and he wants to be a veterinarian, but he's also really into acting. So I'm like, have to choose. Like you can do both. You can go to medical school and you can act in community theater and I had one of his teachers we had a conference said he is going to be a scientist or an engineer. He's so smart, but he's also really funny and I think he should explore comedy. And I'm like, okay, he can do it all. And all of our kids can, and they don't have to choose like we might have right out of school or definitely our parents.
Get a job, get a pension, get insurance and die. And I know it's like starting that dialogue. I know with my eldest of when she talks about what she wants to do, and it will kind of change. I know she's 15, almost 16, whatever. But right now it's physical therapy. And I just talk about flexibility. I talk a lot about having your own schedule and flexibility and the options when she's looking at career. What is something that where she could make her own money, be in charge of her schedule. And also you look at growth in that career, in that field, and what that looks like. And I love that too, that you can do multiple things. I think we are more shifting, like they say, a gig economy. All of us have two businesses. All three of us have two businesses. Yeah. And so it's like you can do multiple things and fuel multiple passions. It doesn't have to be this one job that you get and for 40 years.
Yeah, so Shannon, we'll have another business next year this time.
Yeah.
Yes.
Totally.
Yeah, we will. So the other thing I wanted to ask you, Shannon, was just as you began your journey in your Second Act success, and you said you were voracious about figuring out ways to get that information, podcasts and whatnot. What were some of the, if there were books or podcasts or other resources, what were some really great resources for you helping you make that transition?
I listen to a lot of podcasts. I always credit Marie Forleo. There was just something she said one day that made me pick up the phone and call this franchise. I think it's just other women entrepreneurs that I really, listen to. And everyone's different, but you can take the tidbits of inspiration, the little gems. But she was one. I love Jenna Kutcher, Amy Porterfield, just to listen, to hear their stories. I'm a big podcast person. So a lot of podcasts, but I read a lot of books too that are business books. I love Jonna Kuff's Finish. It's just about taking an idea and not just, we all start so many things and then don't finish them. And it's a really good book that made me realize, okay, if you start something, let's get it done, even if it's not perfect. So there's just, I feel like books and podcasts are the way to go and not so much asking friends and family their opinions because everyone's different and your friends and family might be more protective of you, and changing to something new or opening a business is a bit of a risk. So you want to hold some things close to your chest while you're figuring that out, but get your education from other people in the space. Like, we can chat with each other and share experiences because the three of us have a lot in common in what we're building. But there might be other people who have never done a podcast or opened a business or changed careers, and then they're harder to chat with because they don't have that experience. So just even surrounding yourself by people that are like-minded is a great educational step too.
And I want to talk a little bit about your book. Can you tell us a little bit about it and where you are in the process? That's so exciting.
Oh, I'm very excited. It's Second Act Success, and it's called, working title, Change Your Life and Check All the Boxes. So it's really just my story briefly on how I transition careers. And then it's just walking through everything I teach in my programs, my strategy for doing the learning before you leap, and really going through how you can do it without, you know, causing havoc in your life. Because a lot of other women will, you know, books and stuff that I've been reading will say, oh, just quit your job and you'll figure it out and everything's great. And I'm like, oh, I would not suggest that. I have a plan on how you can do it in a more safe way.
Yeah.
Mine is methodically going through that and then giving lots of action steps and examples of other people who have done it. And yeah, I'm just really excited. Hopefully we'll have it completely written by June and then out by the fall or end of the year at the latest.
Oh, that's awesome. So exciting.
Yeah. And so talk about, maybe if you want to share with our listeners too, your program and I know you have your podcast, but just in general, your Second Act Success business and maybe how people could get started with you if they wanted to work with you.
Yeah, sure. So I actually just launched a membership, which is a starter point for people to come in. It's a monthly membership and we talk about the inspiration. So for people who are thinking about it, but they're not ready to dip their toe into a transition yet, they can learn and get the resources and ideas. So that's my monthly membership, which is the Career Clarity Collective. And then I have a group coaching program and then one-on-one as well. But it's all at secondactsuccess.co. I list out everything. And I'm also UMAP certified, which I don't know if you guys know what UMAP is, but it's an assessment that kind of helps you take all of your skills from the past and compile them. So you can look at this map and it helps you see where you should go in the future. It's been really cool. So I use that with all my clients as well.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it is. I might check that out.
I know Kelly and I, we talk all the time that we have, what do you think, Kelly, like 20 more careers each in us or all the things? Like, we're dreamers. We're like, yes. Oh, I want to do that. I want to do that. Ooh, let's do that. That sounds
I still fun. Want a barista. I think that's going to be a short-lived career choice.
There is a class down the street. There is a class down the street for me, and there's one on latte art, which I really want to take. I can be a barista in my house, maybe. But yeah, and writing. We've talked about writing. And you're also a speaker.
I go out and speak, trying to empower women. I'm doing a chat just next month for the Producers Guild of America, which I'm excited about, to just talk to people in the entertainment industry about making an exit plan. And yeah, so it's fun. I'm like trying to get out there a little bit more. But baristaing sounds amazing too. So yeah, I think
you might want to do that with us too. We get a coffee truck going.
Ooh,
a food truck. Yes. And one of the things we need to have more of is gluten-free baked goods. But I'm so excited. I can't wait till your book comes out. Kelly and I are going to read it because we read everything and love reading. So I love hearing your story and all the things you have. And I think it's so inspiring that we can keep going, keep learning. Life, not a destination, it's a journey. And we still have so much to learn and so much that we can continue doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, check all the boxes, right? You don't want to look back and have regrets. And even if you try something new, you can go back to what you're already doing. Nothing is set in stone. And I think that's a comforting feeling to someone who's a little scared, to know that you can switch careers or try something new and you can always go back. You're still that person. You're just exploring something new, a new side of you.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's great.
Thanks for coming on today. It was really great having you. We love just reconnecting with you.
Yeah, this was wonderful. I'm excited to have you guys on and continue the conversation.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening today. Don't forget to subscribe so you can hear our latest episodes as soon as they drop.
If you loved today's episode, share with a friend. Come visit us on Instagram or Facebook. Make sure to give us a follow. We have lots of giveaways. If you want to know more about Kelly and I,
read our blogs, find more tips, tools, and resources, check that out at chasingbrighter.com. Thanks.